This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of May 26th. The Memorial Day holiday is set aside to recognize the sacrifices that military veterans have made to our nation. So the following statistics from the USDA Census of Agriculture is timely. It indicates that out of the 3.4 million agricultural producers in the U.S., approximately 11% of them have served or are currently serving the U.S. Armed Forces. They operate 17% of all U.S. farms, encompassing over 129 million acres of land, generating $41 billion in agricultural sales. While veterans constitute about 7% of the U.S. adult population, they're more likely to reside in rural areas, with nearly 18% of veterans living in non-metropolitan counties, compared to 15% of the general U.S. adult population. While I'm talking about statistics, recent USDA census data found that more than half of farms in the U.S. are managed with at least one female operator. On many farms and ranch operations, women are likely to oversee the finances, while their male counterparts handle field work and crop and livestock production. Women also drive decision-making at the state and national levels, with Brooke Rollins serving as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, and in 11 states, women are head of their state departments of agriculture. Colorado State Commissioner of Agriculture is Kate Greenberg, was first appointed in December of 2018. In total, these state female leaders of agriculture departments shape policy for over 405,000 farms and about 245 million acres of farmland, which accounts for about 21% of U.S. farms and 27% of U.S. farmland. Many farmers, ranchers, and agricultural organizations have been concerned about how the Make America Healthy Again Commission report, released last week, might affect their operations. Given that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy espouses some controversial views about agriculture. The 68-page document lays out several recommendations related to crop chemicals that farmers rely on to control weeds that might limit their use in agricultural production. The report points to the potential hazard of glyphosate-based Roundup, while stating that the balanced approach is needed for improving pesticide safety in general, and at the same time, meeting the needs of farmers to utilize these types of crop chemicals. The commission also contends that there are negative effects of government programs on health and point to the need to put more natural foods produced by farms front and center in the food system because the report says 90% of medical costs in the United States are connected to chronic conditions, many of which are tied to people's diets. The report is calling for the need to emphasize for more study of the cumulative effects of pesticide exposure, particularly in children. That includes developing better tools to assess how multiple exposures to pesticides affect health over time, while also launching a national initiative to map how those interactions with pesticides, pollutants, and endocrine disruptors affect childhood disease risks. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall stated that it's deeply troubling for the White House to have endorsed a report that sows seeds of doubt and fear about the U.S. food system. He also said that farmers are identified as critical partners, yet were excluded from the development of the report, despite many requests for a seat at the table. Additional information about the Make America Healthy Again report and other challenges that producers face through current farm program policy is at the Farm News and Views blog post at kshad.org. TV host Alec Trebek said, "It's very important to know when to shut up. You should not be afraid of silence." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.